The Missouri Cattle Association Convention and Trade Show was held last Friday through Sunday at the Holiday Inn Expo Center in Columbia. I was there covering that annual event on Friday. Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you will hear part one of my interview with one of the Missouri Cattlemen Association officers.
Okay, today we're here in Columbia at the Holiday Inn Expo Center. It is the Missouri Cattle Industry Association's 2020 convention and trade show. And right now I'm with the vice president of the industry here, Patty Wood. Patty, this is always a great annual event. I look forward to doing this, and looks like it's going to be a great event this year as well.
A great time for everybody to come, get together, be able to catch up with those friends and those cattlemen who you maybe haven't seen all year, and to have some classes that can help us on how to be better cattlemen, as well as there'll be some panels, and just always a good time.
So you are one in charge of the convention itself, is that right?
As vice president, that is my challenge, I guess, to be the chairman of the committee. But, you know, it takes a team to get this done. And so it's, you know, members serve on that committee, as well as then, of course, the staff at the office are all involved.
I know today you've got a lot of meetings. You've got your nominating committee meeting. And talk a little bit about some of the events that are going on here that will be happening today.
Yeah, so today, as you mentioned, the nominating committee is meeting for all those that are looking into a position and moving either up, or maybe it's a new position. And then we will have, of course, the awards, some of the awards tonight. We have a board meeting today at 1 o'clock, so we encourage all members to be sure and, you know, get here to Columbia to be at that board meeting to have your voice.
Have you been since last year as vice president, or how long have you served?
That's correct. So I first originally, probably I guess it was 2012, I was the Region 5 VP. And so then I also then about 3 years served as the member at large, and last year then was elected as vice president.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Patty. Where are you from?
From Pettis County. Lamont is the address, but it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. But I live there all my life. Our husband and I have a farm with Polt Hereford cattle, and I'm a retired educator.
Well, I tell you what, you live in the middle of nowhere. I'm outside of nowhere, not too far, though. I'm over between Knobnoster and Warrensburg, so right up in your area. I go through Lamont every night almost.
Yeah, so we know where one another live.
Absolutely. As far as the cattle industry, what are some of the concerns with the Cattlemen's Association now? I know we've got a lot of things happening worldwide. Are there things that are of major concerns that will be discussed at this meeting?
Well, I think that that's what we're here for the convention, is to discuss what are those priorities that we want to take forward to the legislators. You know, we have a few things in mind, but it's the members that make that decision. So we need you to come and be a part of this.
You'll hear more of my interview with Missouri Cattlemen Vice President Patty Wood on an upcoming Ag Report on KMMO. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.